I have an odd connection to the Negro Leagues because I was at the opening of the museum in Kansas City as a little boy, and because I was one of the only kids there. The late, great, legendary Buck O'Neill, whose personality is bigger than any room he's ever been in, befriended me. Befriended me to the point where 10 years later, he saw my dad at a firefighters event and pointed him out and said, "You're Nikki's father." My favorite Christmas moment as a child was after opening the presents on Christmas Day, my mom saying, "Will you go to the closet and get a robe for me?" And it was one of those things that parents hide the big present. And in there was this leather jacket, three sizes too big for me, that was from the Negro League Museum. That had all the names on the side. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I have it to this day. Bob Kendrick is the president of the museum. I've known him my whole life. For 30 years, I've known this man. And the Monarchs were the team. It was Buck. It was Satchel. They were the team. And as you guys alluded to, man, this is our American history. It's messy and it's imperfect. And there's no exact right way to right these wrongs, but this is a step and an acknowledgement that when we've talked about the best baseball players of the early 20th century, we've really just been talking about the best white baseball players. For Babe Ruth, there was Josh Gibson. And for Rogers Hornsby, there was Cool Papa Bell. And for Bob Feller, there was Satchel Paige. So this should be a moment of great celebration, but of course, set your watch to it. There are folks who are going to be angry and are voicing that anger, and they can't really quite tell you why they're angry, but what they know is they are angry. They're angry in the same way you hear folks say, "I don't have anything against black pride, but if I say I have white pride, it's a problem." And it's like, man, just be a couple IQ points smarter and realize we hold parades in every city in America for white pride. It's just called Italian-American or Irish-American and Polish-American. And we as white people didn't have that genealogical specificity stolen from us the way black Americans did. Just like we as white people didn't have the ability to play Major League Baseball until 75 years ago, stolen from us the way black Americans did. And so props to Major League Baseball, man, in a time where people are fighting desperately to whitewash our history, where legitimate efforts to improve diversity and inclusion are being torn down at the corporate level and literally outlawed at the state collegiate level. Major League Baseball has prioritized accuracy and an honest telling of history over the feelings of delicate snowflakes and pandering politicians. And I would like to say congrats to my late great friend Buck O'Neill, who always deserved to have his numbers show up in Major League Baseball's record books, because he is one of the most important Major League Baseball players of all time. And this is a happy day. And if you are ever in Kansas City, go to the museum. It is a transformational place.